First of all, Tom, thanks for taking a few minutes to join us. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm great. I've just been at the Calgary Folk Festival enjoying some music. So
nice. Who are you most looking forward to see at the Calgary Folk Fest?
For me, there's lots of them. But last night, a guy named John Gibbons Trio just blew us away. So
John Gibbons is the manager of the Blue Jays. John Gibbons.
Different John.
No, okay. He's a man of many talents, if that's the case. You write for bluebirdbanter.com, a fantastic site on SB Nation, and I read your piece on Jose Bautista and Colin Cowherd. Colin is now out of ESPN. It's now been officially announced, but Jose Bautista's never one to shy away from controversy, is he?
He isn't, no, and I thought he was pretty measured in what he said. He didn't, you know, go right off the deep end right away, which would have been my first choice if I had read something like that stated about me in particular.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And like he's a pretty opinionated guy, and by guys that cover the team regularly, like he's a very smart guy, right? He's not just, and I hate to use this term, but he's not just a dumb jock.
No, he's not. He's very bright. He thinks about things well. You can tell he's bright by how he's come into becoming a star, because, you know, he came into the league and he wasn't going to be a star by any means. He was kind of a utility guy. He, you know, wasn't great. And then over the years, he's learned to become super. He changed the way he bats. He has that little kick in front of his swing that I don't know how he hits a ball doing it, but he does, and it goes a long way. So,
Tom, if I were to talk to you a couple weeks before the season, and I said after 100 or close to 100 games, the Jays would be hovering around 49 and 48, what would you say if I told you that before the season?
I would have been sad. And I am a little bit sad about it, yeah. I expected better. I really did, but they don't have enough pitching, and we knew that before the season started, and it's becoming increasingly clear all the time. Of course, the team didn't know that Marcus Stroman was going to wreck his knee during spring training. That hurt a lot. They would be better with him in the rotation, but yeah, I'd be pretty sad.
The trade deadline's just right around the corner, Tom. Who are a couple names you'd like to see the Blue Jays go out and add to either the starting rotation or to their bullpen?
They need a starting pitcher. They need a starting pitcher badly. Johnny Cueto from the Reds is somebody they're talking about. But then every team needs pitching, so yeah. The price of these guys is going to be really high. I know that Tigers have said they'll listen to people talking about David Price, who would be super to have, but his price tag is going to be huge. The Padres have a few guys that are out there. Ian Kennedy wouldn't be quite the level of Johnny Cueto, but he'd be handy to have. They're talking to the Brewers too. There's a guy, Mike Fiers, who's a really good starting pitcher too. There's a lot of names out there. Problem is, there's so many teams looking for pitchers at the same time that I think it's a seller's market.
If the Jays, let's just say they add a starter and a couple arms in the bullpen, right now they're 49 and 48, 5 games back of the division, only 3 games back of the wild card. If they go out and acquire a solid starter that can give them some innings and a bullpen that's not going to blow up on them, can that get them into a wild card spot, or is 2015 already over in your opinion?
Oh, it's not over. No, I don't even think, I'm not thinking a wild card spot yet, because they only have one team to chase. They're, you know, the Yankees are in first, and they're 5 or 6 games ahead of us, but I always look at it as the number of teams you have to jump over. And the Yankees have been a surprise this year.
Yeah,
they've got a lot of guys playing much better than I thought they'd be. I think most people figured they'd be near the bottom of the division, and I'm expecting them to have a slump at some point. So, one good starting pitcher would make things so much better.
Tom Dakers from Bluebird Banter joining us, talking at Toronto Blue Jays. They're in Seattle taking on the Mariners tonight. When the Blue Jays acquired Josh Donaldson in the offseason for Brett Laurie, did you know he was that good?
Yeah, I was thrilled when the trade came. I was amazed. I'm still amazed. I don't know what Billy Bean was thinking. I like that Laurie. He's fun to watch, but he couldn't put in a full season for us, and he really never became the hitter we expected. His defense was great, but he never became the hitter we expected. But Josh Donaldson, he's like Jose Bautista. He's just great. The last few years, he's played pretty much every game of the season, played all year, hasn't been on the DL. And he's a lot of fun to watch.
How important has been adding Russell Martin to the Blue Jays been for them this season?
Very important. I didn't expect them to sign him because last year, Deonner Navarro had a pretty good season, and most teams would have been quite happy to stay with him. But defensively, Navarro's was lacking, and Russell Martin's one of the best defensive catchers in baseball. So that's a huge game for us. I think we expected him to help the pitching. And he probably has helped the pitching staff. It just needs more help than just a catcher. But Russell Martin is one of the best at framing pitches. He's gains us strikes all over the place. He's throwing out base stealers great. And he's athletic behind the plate. Navarro was kind of a little slow.
Tom, if you had to pick one MVP for the Blue Jays so far in 2015, who's that been?
So far, Josh Donaldson.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a doubt there. I think maybe by the end of the year, I always expect Jose Bautista to have like a two-week period where he carries the team, and he hasn't really had that yet. He's had a good season, but he hasn't had that time where he carries the team. But Josh Donaldson did. Josh Donaldson carried the team in May there, so I think he's the MVP at the moment.
If the Blue Jays don't turn it around and they miss the playoffs, who is less likely to return in 2016? Is it Alex Anthopoulos or is it John Gibbons?
I'm sure Gibbons won't return if they don't win. Alex Anthopoulos' problem is that the CEO is changing. Paul Beeston's retiring at the end of the year, and so they'll have to bring in a new CEO, and whoever that is probably will want his own person as general manager. So I think if they don't win, odds are both of them are out.
Tom, I appreciate your stuff, man. Great stuff. Enjoy the rest of Folkfest.
I will. Thank you.